Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut
you down. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. There's a horrible event going on in Ukraine. Everybody seems to be speaking blandly about it. A lot of commentators, the Russians are, you know, pummeling the eastern part. They're mopping up, you know, all of these euphemisms that don't convey anything. But let me tell you what they have done. They have kidnapped about 400,000 Ukrainians in the last, well, 6 weeks and taken them to Russia and put them in camps. They right now hold 27,000 Ukrainians recently captured, and they put them in what's called filtration camps, still in Ukraine near Mariupol, for deportation to Russia. This is what the Gestapo did. This is what the Gestapo did in Nazi Germany in the 40s. Now, what is a filtration camp? What is the purpose and what happens to these people? And they'll go into a village and they'll butcher people to demoralize them. But then they will take a lot of them and put them in filtration camps. Think of what a filter is. You have a coffee filter, put it in your pot and put grounds in it, you put coffee in it, and you pour hot water over it. Filtration camp is to filter out anybody who is either a leader, an intellectual, somebody important whose removal will demoralize Ukraine. First of all, any priests or nuns, the patriarch of the Russian Orthodox Church blessed Putin and blessed the war and said it was necessary to uphold greater Russia, and they want to impose that particular faith on all of Ukraine. Ukraine has a large Roman Catholic population, some Protestant population, some Eastern Orthodox who are faithful to the Patriarch of Constantinople, not of Moscow. And I don't want to get into the schism between the Western and the Eastern Church in 1054, and I don't want to get into the schism in Eastern Orthodoxy between Constantinople and Moscow. What is this? This isn't a class, this is a radio show. But part of that's going on. So any priest, any nun, any Eastern Orthodox who's loyal to Constantinople instead of Moscow gets plucked out. Any mayor, common council member, alderman, anybody who is a leader of any sort, the big prize, of course, would be Zelensky himself, gets plucked out. Anybody who seems to have any wealth, anybody who seems to be a reporter, anybody who seems to be a legislator, anybody who seems to be anything, they get plucked out. Some of them get killed. They get tortured. And the rest gets sent off to camps in the far east of Russia. You always hear about, oh, they're going to Siberia. That's exactly right. That's where they're going. And the rest of them, they'll take children away from their parents, indoctrinate them. Very similar to the Ottoman Turks, the Muslims who went into the Balkans, into Serbia and Bulgaria 500 years from now and kidnapped 10-year-old boys, brought them to Turkey, forced them to convert, and then they called them Janissaries and sent them back to kill their relatives. And this is what Russia is doing. You know, you think you knew Russia? Do you think they're like us or like you? No, they're not. They're not like us and they're not like you. These filtration camps are to filter out anybody of any consequence and kill them, torture them, or send them to Eastern Russia. And NATO and the U.S. were sending arms. Much of NATO is holding back, but we're sending arms, but not enough. Joe Biden, I'm going to say it again. You can't watch this. Say it's a genocide. You're right. It's a war crime. You're right. Say, well, it's too bad it didn't happen 80 miles west, and then we do something about it. You can't do that. We have no soul if that happens. And if Trump and the rest keep stabbing you in the back and they're pro-Putin and the American people vote for them, then, well, that's the way it is. So Lincoln said when he was up again for election 1864, said, I'm not changing my course. I'm going to unify the country and abolish slavery. God bless him. We've got to do that now. You cannot permit this genocide to go on. We're going to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Dick?
A little different subject, but to this constant purging of voter rolls by the Republicans and doing whatever they can to suppress the vote, it made me think of a long time ago. I'm watching William F. Buckley. I don't even know who he was talking to, and I'm kind of paraphrasing it. They were talking about democracy, the presidency, this country in general, and you couldn't get more conservative than Buckley, correct? And he got in his pompous look on his face, and he stood back and said this to the person he was kind of debating. He goes, well, when you're teetering around 50% or less of the actual electorate that could be voting is voting for president, just who is he or she president of?
Right.
And
well,
it really made you think. You know, we really should be doing everything we can to anybody who's eligible to vote to vote. Instead, we're doing, these Republicans are doing just the opposite. And to my mind, that's just the opposite of democracy.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple of things here, Dick. The truth of the matter is the turnout rate for voting is abysmally low. The two highest states, believe it or not, are Wisconsin and Minnesota. And our turnout rate for president is in the 70s. In Europe, maybe it's in the 90s. And the reason for Europe is after you've had 1,000 years of wars and you're in smaller countries, you don't get as comfortable with not voting. Believe me, you want to be heard. But in something in the 70s, it could be improved, obviously. By, for instance, you could have it on a Sunday or a Saturday. That's when a lot of people have off, easier for them to do it. You could make Election Day a holiday, and you could make it easier to vote. You're absolutely right that the Republicans are part of the Putin playbook, and they are making it harder to vote, and very much in Democratic areas and constituencies, in minority areas, among students, and among people in old age homes. In Houston, they put up these series of arcane rules where you have to list, if you want an absentee ballot, either your driver's license or your social security number, and it has to exactly match what you said when you registered to vote 20 years ago. Well, 20 years before, you're not going to remember which of the two you put down. So you put down one of them, and you are mistaken. You put down your driver's license, and 20 years ago you gave your social security number, then you can't vote. Even though your driver's license number is accurate and reflects who you are, and even though you show a voter ID. What if you put both down? There's no room to put both down. This is simply a trick, and it's applied, and in Houston, for instance, something like 40% of the absentee ballots were rejected. Houston's a Democratic county, Harris County, Democratic. So the Republican Party is attacking our democracy. They're taking baby steps towards it the way it happened in Germany, in Berlin. When Hitler won or became chancellor, he didn't win, but he got something like 40% of the vote. And he was the largest party, and he won it. He said, I want peace, and I want to restore our freedoms. And then the first thing he did when he got into office was dissolve the Reichstag, which is their Congress. This is the baby step towards totalitarianism. Going to the lines, Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. I've already said that I was raised in a Roosevelt family. My dad worked in the trades in Madison all his life. He used to talk about Proxmire, Gaylord Nelson, Bob Kastenmeyer, and the likes of that. These new maps the Republicans came out with, I cannot believe they were approved by Hilgedorn. I mean, it looks like it was a deal from the Supreme Court all the way down to our Supreme Court. We have effectively lost this state for at least 10, maybe longer years to Republican rule, which is more Foxconn and the likes of that. And I don't think there's anything you can do about it. But the only hope I see is if Tony gets reelected as governor, and then the guy after that, whoever that is that runs, will get reelected also, which would take us up to 2030. The only reason there's hope for that is because Madison and Milwaukee are growing at an unbelievable rate, and without them, the state would be basically nothing. But we're going to be stuck with a shadow governor here.
Yeah, no, you're raising a very profound point on redistricting. I have to go to a break, Paul, but I don't want to cut you off, but I am going to respond right after the break. That's one of the most important issues facing the state. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man, but if